Lord Jesus, we need your strength and courage to continue to offer sufferings for the world. Help us, dear Lord, to persevere in prayer and self-denial. Help us to love you more than ourselves. Amen. Well, my dear family, when I came into prayer in my Bread of Life communion service, I was struggling with a sense of weakness and fatigue and did not feel like praying the rosary. But I didn't want to disobey the Lord, so I began praying for our nation. After about the second decade of the sorrowful mysteries of Jesus' life, I felt the Blessed Mother's presence in the room, and her sweetness washed over me. I know many of you who have been praying the rosary have experienced that. Her presence is so sweet. It's just heavenly. Deep, deep peace and sweetness settled all throughout my being. I kept my spiritual ears open because my head was now lifted the way it is during an apparition. And soon she began to speak. I didn't see her, but I felt her presence so strongly. Her presence is like being bathed in honey. And I had just heard about an anti-Trump movie coming out soon and was grieved by the attitude I heard from one of the actresses in the background. I was reminded of Jennifer Lopez addressing the Hollywood crowd about rallying up and fighting and doing what they do best. I presume acting, creating movies that have a strong effect on people. Oh, Lord, corruption is everywhere. As an actress, I really liked her, but now I see Satan is also behind her, and she's embraced his values, thinking that better than godly values, and that's so sad. Up until this point, I was praying, and as I said, there was some grief in my heart about a certain film that's being made against Donald Trump. But for the first time, I felt deep, deep grief, really deep grief. And I could sense there was a real heaviness in Our Lady's heart. And this is one thing that commonly happens in the rosary. You start out praying, and as you get deeper into the mysteries of the rosary, in this case, the sorrowful, you begin to really connect with the world situation that you're praying for. It's a beautiful grace that comes along, and it really elevates the prayer to something more than just a verbal prayer. There's some real intention and passion behind it, and I was really connecting with the sadness in her heart. As I waited on Our Lady to say something, she began, "Please, Claire, tell them I need more prayers to be offered for your nation. The fight is ferocious to the death. The hatred is deep. Tell them, do not be afraid to pray the rosary. It will only bring you closer to my son. Your tears for this nation, too, are powerful. Truly, it is sickening to see how degenerate and corrupt and blind the people have become. Many have been worked into a frenzy, and much love and grace is necessary to put an end to this. My heart, too, is sick for this nation, but I see what she shall be when this work is completed. What about the rapture, Mother? It is very near, and much depends on how people mount upward to support their president. This is America's chance, Claire. If they fail, the consequences will be devastating, and you will soon be with us in heaven. But if everyone rises up and takes a role in changing what has been, the outcome will be very different, and the Father will give more time. These words I am speaking to you, Claire, carry much responsibility and weight in them. If there is not more prayer, more sacrifice, the outcome will not be good. Please, my children, do not be afraid to pray the rosary. I promise you great blessings if only you will obey. I have a key to my son's heart because he has placed me in this position over your country, and he is waiting to see how many of you will honor his simple request. In the meantime, I carry America and all of you in my heart, and I am praying with you. I force no one. I only ask, and if it's just too much for some, at least they could pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, for there is nothing more powerful than my son's body and blood. I am your Mother of Mercy. And after she said that, I said, Lord, wanting him to speak, and Jesus began. She has said what was needed, Claire, and truly in this moment I have nothing more for you. She spoke the truth when she said I was waiting. My heart is very sad for those who have planted their feet and hardened their hearts. They are a disappointment to me, but I love them nonetheless. I understand the roots of their culture and tradition go deep. I am just disappointed about their blindness to the scriptures. I appreciate that you are making one more try. I will bless that endeavor. And what the Lord was referring to is that I want to clarify for you in one last message, scripturally, who Mary is and what her assignment from God is in the body of Christ, so that there will be no more excuses, no more misunderstandings, no more twisting of scripture, no more calumny of what her job is. It'll be crystal clear when I get done with it, and it will be what I use for every person that comes against me with lies about her role. This is not an easy job, heart dwellers. Understand that there is a religious spirit akin to the Jewish people about Jesus. In other words, I have never met with such resistance and such blindness anywhere other than telling a Jew about Jesus in the scriptures, all the prophecies about Jesus that he fulfilled, and still, they don't accept his role as Messiah. And this is the exact same feeling I'm running up against with people who simply will not look at the scriptures and draw their own conclusions as to who Mary is and how the Lord deliberately outlined her mission in the scriptures. And basically what it boils down to is an obtuse spirit and a religious spirit. You think a religious spirit is bowing before a statue. No, that's not a religious spirit. A religious spirit is obtuse. It can't understand what scripture says clearly because it has a twist on it that's just cemented in their minds and they can't get over it. No matter how much logic you give them, there's still some reason why they can't accept it. And that's what you have with the Jewish people not accepting their Messiah. It's the same exact spirit that comes up against the intercession of Mary. So I'm going to give you all the scriptures I can to help you understand her role so that I will not be held accountable before the Lord for not explaining to you crystal clear from the scriptures her role that was assigned to her by Jesus. And I'm going to try and get that out to you within the next 2 days. You can decide for yourselves based on scripture what her role is. And for those of you who are so dead set against Mary, I would really, really like you to consider you might be wrong. You might not know everything. And you might not have all the answers. Please be very careful what you assign to the devil and what you assign to the Lord. And do your scriptural research. Look at the scriptures from a different perspective. That was a very long aside. The Lord had something else to say. He began, cling to me in all the storms, my people. Cling to me and pray when your heart is touched. Many of you are moving boulders aside with your prayers, and I deeply appreciate your faithfulness. Cling to me.